It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, today we're going to hear about the latest happenings in the community of Tuolumne and special events taking place later this year, including the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee. Aaron Rasmussen is joining us on the show. He's on the Tuolumne Park and Recreation District Board. He's the chairman of the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee, a member of the Tuolumne County Historic Preservation Review Commission, member of the Tuolumne County Veterans Committee, and that's just a few of the many roles you have in the community, isn't it, Aaron?
Yeah, that's about half of them, I think.
So there's a lot of things we could get into today, but first off, I was just kind of curious. You can just give us kind of an overview of what's going on with the Tuolumne County when it comes to park and recreation in regards to projects.
Yeah, so Tuolumne Park and Rec has been really expanding its influence in Tuolumne and looking at ways to improve the community through fundraising and event spaces. We just finished up a community outdoor theater next to the community library that is very nice, and it's open for anybody to have wedding venues, artistic plays, and movie nights. But we do our movie, we're doing our second annual movie nights in the theater this year, and they're happening every Friday through June through August, and you can check our website for the different movies we'll be showing every Friday.
Movie nights could be even more popular now that the movie theater closing and so forth.
Oh,
people
gosh,
need a spot,
yeah,
to go watch movies.
Yeah, and we'd have to look into getting the new movies, but a lot of oldies.
The classics are great,
yeah,
too.
Classics, yep. And another major project we've been working on is we've developed the old T&W funeral home building there in Tuolumne. And it's been repainted, remodeled inside. It's very, very nice for get-togethers, parties. I just had my mother's 70th birthday party there, and, you know, anywhere from 30 up to about 100 people comfortably. And, that's just beautiful to see that building in Tuolumne being revitalized to something that is useful. I remember going there as a child for a few funerals and, you know, the red velvet carpet and the dark walls and the sadness that was surrounded that place is now turned into just a beautiful, bright place for joy and gathering. So that's really cool to see. And we're doing our best to maintain the parks up there. You know, we just got our contract approved through the county last year. It was a little bit of a fight because of the budget, but you know, we're providing Tuolumne County a service to take care of the parks at a very reduced rate than they would have to do themselves, or they wouldn't really be able to do themselves with their current staffing and stuff. So that's been an over 30-year partnership that we're trying to maintain. And there's also been talks, and we're looking into trying to find ways that we could annex that property to Park and Rec from the county, but that involves a lot of different aspects that we're looking into right now.
Have you noticed Tuolumne change quite a bit over the years, or has it remained pretty much the same?
It's changed definitely over the years. I was born in 1983, and I lived on Main Street for many, many years. And during that time, there was a lot more population, it seemed, a lot more people in the parks and social events and stuff like that. And that still has remained. I think Tuolumne is special in that regard, Tuolumne Township compared to Tuolumne County. Tuolumne Township is one of the last, like, vibrant, generational towns that people just love and adore. So that has continued, and I see that strengthening, and the only time I ever see it wavering a little bit is when prominent community members pass away or move away. It's just detrimental to our community family, really. In the past, it's been a rough town. I mean, even if you go back further in the history, when we had the mills running, I hear stories. It was just rough. You know, we had a lot of bars and a lot of mischievous things happening, and that has really cleaned up a lot over the years, I'd have to say. You know, we don't have that roughness like we used to, although it is part of our history, I would say. And the roughness in the sense that, you know, it's not dirty, it's well-maintained, people are generally nice and welcoming. We don't have a lot of vagrancy, we don't have a lot of graffiti, we don't have a lot of theft in the community in that regard. And when those things do happen, and they do happen occasionally, everybody in the community is upset, we're on guard, and we want to know who did it. And and, you know, even when it comes to the kids are really well behaved, because if they're not, we all know whose parents who, you know, whose kids who, and we take care of it as a community in a healthy way. So I see that the future's bright. I mean, we have, obviously losing the general market was a really huge blow to a lot of our, especially our elder community members that live there that can't travel very far. I mean, I remember growing up, the little store at the Oddfellows building was fundamental to me going down there and grabbing things for dinner for my mother and my family. And I really, as I got in the recent years, the only store I'd really go to was Tuolumne Market, because I just prefer not going into town, you know, and dealing with the bigger areas and more crowded places. So I really look forward to the tribe revitalizing and maybe resurrecting a market there in town. There's been talks, but I think that really is, I don't know all their plans to detail, but you know, they're building new homes out there. And I think when they finish building all those new homes, then they're going to probably look at that bringing back the store, which would be very helpful to the community. And they've just been a major player in Tuolumne and keeping Tuolumne going with the casino and stuff and making it more family friendly in the last few years. It's been amazing. I'm seeing good things there too. And so the future looks bright. It's going to be a place that people are always going to want to gravitate towards raising a family. It's just a perfect little environment, safe environment. Traffic's, you know, doesn't speed around. Kids can still run around on their bikes and have fun. I take my goddaughter and my son down to the park almost daily to play after school. It's just a dream. It's a dreamy place. Mount Havilah on the hill with the Veterans Cross, you know, Havilah is a biblical name for just paradise, you know, and it just reminds me of that so much.
I've noticed it's really vibrant too when you have those farmers markets and concerts in the park over the summer.
Yes, you know, the concerts in the park are, I mean, sometimes we get upwards of 1,000 people in that park, and it's just amazing. I remember a few years back I had a friend of mine, Mike from down south in Riverside. He visited me for a few days, and I took him to the concerts in the park on a Wednesday, and his mom called him, and he's sitting there on the phone, and I could hear him talking to his mom going, "Mom, there's like hundreds of people in this park listening to music, and everybody's nice, and no one's fighting or arguing." And it was just a different world for him, you know? It's just never seen that before. And I think those are the type of things that we take for granted in our small community, that this is special what we have here.
You take a quick break. We're talking with Aaron Rasmussen on this weekend's Motherlode Views, focusing on Tuolumne projects that are taking place in the community. We're also going to get into the next segment about the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee. That's a major event for the community of Tuolumne that always takes place over the summer months. We'll get into some other items as well later in the show. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
And we welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're focusing on the community of Tuolumne on this weekend show. We're joined by Aaron Rasmussen. He's involved with various efforts in Tuolumne, including he's a member of the Tuolumne Park and Recreation Board. He is the chairman of the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee, a member of the Tuolumne County Historic Preservation Review Commission, member of the Tuolumne County Veterans Committee, and many more different things that he's involved with. And one thing we didn't get into, Aaron, during the last segment is there's also a new welcome sign in Tuolumne. That's a pretty cool thing.
Yes, isn't that beautiful? That new sign was spearheaded by Tuolumne Sunrise Fund and local community members in the Tuolumne Museum. And I think it's wonderful. It's, oh gosh, you know, it's a sight to see. It's not like any other sign that you would see around town. And so that's just a new project for 2026 that just looks beautiful for our town. And then the old sign, I'm going to be personally taking down, and we're going to repurpose that, the old location for to promote the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee and other local events in that particular area. So looking forward to that project as well.
Very good. So speaking of the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee, what can you tell us about the planning for that event and things that are going to be coming up?
So the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee is, for me personally, it's a year-round planning event. But officially, our meetings are from January to July, every second Thursday at 5 o'clock at the Tuolumne Veterans Hall. And please join us if you're interested in helping and being a part of that. The more, the merrier. And we're kicking off this month with Donkey Basketball. It's been a traditional fundraiser for us on February 22nd. You can get pre-sale tickets at Tuolumne Park and Recreation District office. And at the door, it'll be about $3 or $5 higher. So please get your pre-sale tickets. And the other thing that I'd like to let everybody know and encourage everybody to help us with is finding queen candidates. So any student that's graduating eighth grade to graduating high school is eligible to run as a queen candidate for our 77th Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee. And that's a major part of how we fund the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee. The whole thing is funded by donations and fundraisers. And again, this is 77 years. We had a couple breaks, but the community is strong in bringing it back. This is probably the longest running consecutive Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee that we've had. So it's been running since 1980 without a break. Even during COVID, we pushed through. We cut back, but we pushed through and made sure it happened. So you know, the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee is the township's family reunion. It brings everybody together. We have a good time. Sometimes you don't see people all year round because they're working and busy, but it's the weekend for reunion for the Tuolumne community. And so that's really special. It's very important. And it's definitely a lot of stress on my shoulders to make sure that happens for the community. But I'm up to the challenge every year, and I'm always looking for people to step alongside me and keep it going and help me through it. One of my favorite jobs is just being the mascot of the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee. You know, the smiles are priceless, and that's what really counts.
And as you mentioned, it's having people come with you to help put on this event. I know volunteers sometimes are hard to get. You know, what can you tell us about, you know, do you need more volunteers and more people to step up?
Always need more volunteers. Like, for example, Donkey Basketball is coming up. I technically need like two or three people really helping me. It's one thing to get the paperwork done. It's one thing to make sure, you know, I'm talking to the radio and getting the tickets out. But then there's, you know, team development and coordination. So I've got my email box is kind of full right now. I got to get to some people wanting to make a team, which is I'm thankful for that. But if I had, you know, a couple of people monitoring that for me and helping develop, that would be helpful. Even, you know, promoting it. We don't really have a lot of signs up. That just takes more time and stuff. But I had a community member come up to me yesterday, like, I'm going to make a sign. I'm like, man, go for it. You know, we have the funds to make things work. And our funding's kind of year to year. In July, we know what we can do the following year. And this year it's fully funded. It's going to be about $40,000, but the money we raise from now to the end of the Jubilee is what we're counting on for next year. So there's a lot of moving parts to that, right? From organizing the carnival, to just the paperwork that's involved with the county insurance and stuff like that, and then the coordinating, getting the logs. Thankfully, we still have like Armstrong Logging, is a local family operated logging business that helps provide those logs. You know, without them, where else would I find logs? You know, SBI comes alongside of us, but they work with these contractors that actually take the wood down in the forest. So there's a lot of aspects to that. Then there's this vending, you know, having people help me with the vendors, getting them organized and them taken care of, because the whole park gets full. And we're probably this year we're looking at overflowing into the T&W building and the Reed Park. And so those things get big, and there's, you know, the more volunteers and more hands-on, the more things move smoothly in this event, because it is a huge, huge event. It's a 3-day event, but there's a week prior to setting up, there's a couple days of taking down, and then there's just months and months of planning and coordinating, and then, you know, just, and then I to fail to mention just coordinating sponsors, you know, communicating with the sponsors, how we can incorporate the sponsors, how we can benefit them in the way that they're benefiting us to put the program on, you know, that in itself is needs more hands. So right now we got 4 main staff members that run it: myself, Dave Panetta, Kathy Bergevin, and right now Jasper Porter. But those are just the main hitters. We need so many other hitters to keep, that come alongside us and help us, from scorekeeping at the Donkey Basketball to monitoring the park the whole 3 days, you know, because, you know, we got music going on, you got sound equipment that's got to come up and down, we got safety nets that got to come up and down, and just the setting up the logs, and not to mention the cleats, the tug of war. You know, the tug of war teams spend a lot of time practicing, making sure they're conditioned for what they need to do, but also we have to maintain the cleats, and we have to make sure they're set up right, and you know, that's it's the last cleated tug of war in the world. The tradition and the know how to do it is relying on us that are doing it in the community. So you know, all these things are special. And they can be taken for granted very easily, and they can disappear very easily. And will it affect us daily? And no, not really, but it does affect us as a community, and how important it is for us to work together, stay together, and create an environment that we can all enjoy and take pride in.
Yeah, you mentioned some people probably could take for granted that this Tuolumne homecoming is just going to happen every year. But if you're a business or a potential sponsor and you want to help out, what's the best way to reach out to you?
Best way to reach out to me is contact me by my phone number. My phone number is listed on our website. If you go to lumberjubilee.org, it'll take you right to the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee site. Also, there's motherlodetimbersports.org, which lists all the Sierra Nevada logging events that I coordinate. You know, I'm, as a government official, you can get my number from Tuolumne Park and Recreation District. Pretty much, you don't have to ask too many people before you'll find somebody with my number, and that's fine. You know, that's what I'm here for. I'm here for the community. You know, I'm retired. I'm thankful for the career I had in the military, and it's given me this opportunity to give back to the community. And that's really what, you know, I do in day to day, is what keeps me going day to day is giving back, you know, and I'm thankful for the country to give me the opportunity to serve and to give me a retirement. So
need to take one more break. We're talking with Aaron Rasmussen on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll have our final segment in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
And we welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking with Aaron Rasmussen on this weekend show. He's involved with various projects and initiatives in Tuolumne. And he's also involved with various veterans groups as well. As I mentioned, he's a member of the Tuolumne County Veterans Committee and many other organizations that he takes part with. So what is kind of happening and taking place right now when it comes to veterans-related matters?
So veterans-related matters are pretty well taken care of in Tuolumne in regards of Veteran Service Office. Tuolumne County funds our Veteran Service Office, and I'm not joking, or I'm not lying by any means. It is one of the best Veteran Service Offices in Northern California. So it's well staffed. Any veteran that needs benefits, please call them, make an appointment. They're great people, and they will help you through a lot of things. And also, if you're not a veteran, but you're a survivor of a veteran, you may have benefits out there that you need to ask about as well. So please, veterans and survivors of veterans, please contact the local VSO and talk to them about your concerns. Other things that the biggest thing that we're facing as veterans in our community is lack of participation. Our veterans are getting older and our ranks are getting smaller. One thing to note is that, you know, Vietnam veterans make up about 70% of our veterans organizations, and they're pushing their 70s and 80s currently. And so as those numbers dwindle down, our veterans organizations are getting squeezed harder and harder for participation. All these organizations need elected officers. Probably usually it's about 7 elected officers, and those seats are hard to fill sometimes. When I think about another issue that we have as far as veterans goes is manning our honor guard. Every time a veteran passes away, we provide them a flag and a service and a 21-gun salute and bugle call, which is very wonderful ceremony if you've ever had the pleasure of seeing. So that's important to us as veterans to maintain. It doesn't, you know, we can maintain that without our organizations to a certain degree, but our organizations is what brings us together and creates the veterans community and social environment that's really important. And, you know, I love going to my veterans meetings because I'm visiting veterans that I don't see all month. And if I don't see them, you know, I'm concerned, like, hey, do you know where Joe is? You know, have you seen Dave? Like, that's an, you know, part of that is taking care of one another and making sure we're good. And we have funding to help veterans as well with bills or needs, so that's important to be involved in the veterans organizations as well. Just in case you do come on hard times, you have brothers and sisters that are willing to help you, and we have funds for that. So I just encourage you, if you're a veteran, please look into the American Legion, look in the local VFWs. We have 2 local VFW posts, but we're on the verge of going down to 1. So please contact them. We also have an arm of the DAV still here in Tuolumne. And again, our Vietnam Veterans of America were a major part of bringing veteran services to Tuolumne County and making them as good as they are. And we still have Vietnam Veterans of America kind of fades, we still have the Vietnam Associates of Vietnam Veterans that anybody is actually welcome to join and be a part of. And so I'm a part of that mainly because my dad was a Vietnam veteran, and I understand the Vietnam veterans and in that way. And many of them are my friends, and I consider them family. So, you know, like, our community is welcoming, our veterans community is welcoming too. So I just highly, highly, highly encourage, and I almost beg, I hate to say it, I almost beg our veterans, please, please get involved, stay involved. And it's really important for everyone involved, community as well too, because we do help a lot of community events and fundraisers as well as veterans. So one of the exciting thing that I started off the year with is, and this is the first to be really publicized, is I submitted a proposal, myself and Frank Smart submitted a proposal to rename the Sonora VA Clinic to the Berger Grunther VA Clinic, Sonora, California. If you're not familiar with these two individuals, it's more than kind of, it's very special. Major Lucas Grunther was a Somerville High School student graduate, and his plane went down on a training mission over Italy in 2013. And John Berger, his plane went down in 2003 in a training mission in Southern California, and he was from Sonora High School. So you have two local high school graduates that kind of ended their career in a tragic way, and we want to remember them. We want to honor them. We want to remind the community about them. And we've submitted our proposal to Tim McClintock's office. They've received it. We're waiting back to see how it's going to move forward. It should be a very simple process as long as Tom McClintock signs off on it, which I'm sure he will, and the Secretary of the VA. Then we'll probably look forward to that in the future. A little dedication. So I'm really looking forward to that. And
yeah, definitely keep us posted on that as things unfold.
And you can find more information on that at on Facebook at our VFW post 4748. And you see the whole letter that we wrote up, and there's a lot of supporting letters from family and community members for that. And it's just a special read, special history. It's kind of hard to go over right now on the radio, but
yeah, two great community members, and their legacy lives on for sure.
Yeah.
Well, we've got just a couple minutes left on this weekend's Motherload Views. We've hit on a lot of topics. Anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap up here today, Aaron?
You know, takes me a minute because there's so much that goes into all these different things. As an active community member, I just see in general that anywhere you look, we're lacking volunteers. We're lacking engagement from the community like we used to. Social media has created a different environment for us and how we connect and stuff. And we need to maintain a physical connection in our community in every different way. From it, be it politics, you know, that's its own monster in itself. But the civic social organizations that are in our community are really vital. And I think we take for granted sometimes that certain aspects and things that happen in our community are just going to happen, not knowing that there's so much volunteer and nonprofit organizations behind these efforts. So I would just highly encourage the community to get involved somehow, some way. There's many different organizations out there for your likes, and it's just going to, if we want to maintain the atmosphere of the Tuolumne County as a welcoming, family-oriented, engaged community, it's going to take the community to stay engaged. I understand that we're on difficult times. Some parents work two jobs, and there's after-school programs, and then there's barely enough time in the weekend just to regather yourselves. But I often talk about there's your internal family and there's your external family. You know, there's your family at home, but if you don't have a community – a vibrant community, you're not going to have a home for your family. So those two things are really important.
Aaron, I appreciate what you're doing and building in the community here.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, and remind us again, Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee, what are the dates that people should put on the calendar this year?
Yes, please mark down June 26th to the 28th, Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee at the Westside Park, where, like I said, we're gearing up for that, and we're looking forward to seeing everybody. And we're looking forward to any support, help, volunteering, donations, anything you can do. Give me a call, and we'll get you plugged in.
And how about the Donkey Basketball again?
Yeah, Donkey Basketball, February 22nd, a couple weeks away. That's going to be on Sunday at 3 o'clock, February 22nd. It's a really good time for all ages. There'll be time where you can – the kids can come down and pet the donkeys. If anybody's brave enough, think about putting together a team. If you don't have a team, call me. I may be able to place you on a team. It's really just a really fun time, about an hour and a half of just laughter and a little bit of competitivity in the community. So looking forward to seeing you.
Well, Aaron, thanks for your time, and keep us posted and come back again sometime.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Again, we thank Aaron Rasmussen. He's been joining us on Motherload Views. We've been talking about issues related to Tuolumne, also Veterans Matters, and looking ahead to the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. If you missed any of this show or any past shows, you can find them archived in the media section of mymotherload.com. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.